It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Temperatures are dropping into the single digits tonight, everybody. And for many New Yorkers, that means canceling plans, staying home where they know they will be warm. But for thousands of people, heat is not a guarantee, even on mild winter days. Since the start of the so-called heat season in October, New Yorkers have logged more than 138,000 no-heat complaints with the city. And that is outpacing heat complaints from the previous year, according to city data. Public housing residents have also reported more hot water outages. So what can New Yorkers do during this cold snap? Joining us is WNYC's housing reporter David Brand. Hey, David.
Hey, Sean.
Can you help us understand why we are seeing so many issues with heating right now?
Well, in a lot of cases, the equipment is just old, and it's prone to breaking down, especially when it's freezing out. The heat's cranking. It's the worst possible time. To make matters worse, we are still seeing supply chain issues that we've seen throughout the pandemic that caused delays in replacing boilers or other parts of heating systems. You know, a couple of weeks ago, our colleague Rebecca Rettelmeyer detailed some of these problems in a story, and she also found that temporary boilers are out of stock. So she talked to heating and plumbing folks who usually have some backup boiler reserves, and those are totally used up because so many people need them right now.
So you've reported that NYCHA residents were forced to endure a 25% spike in heat and hot water outages during the coldest months last year. Why is that the case?
Decades of disinvestment take a toll, Sean. Mm-hmm. NYCHA buildings are, in some cases, 80 years old. Maintenance and upkeep has lagged. They're loaded with old infrastructure. And these are antique. Can't just go to Home Depot to buy a replacement. NYCHA literally has a workshop where they build their own parts. You know, there's a report in November from the Federal Monitor, who's overseeing NYCHA, and found that poor preventive work heading into last season's cold snap led to even more heat outages. Supposedly, it's better heading into this year, so we shall see.
All right, let's look at this cold snap. It is about to get really cold in a few hours and into the weekend. What can New Yorkers do if their heat goes out?
Well, if the heat goes out, the first thing you want to do, notify your landlord or the management company immediately. If the landlord doesn't respond, then it's time to take greater action. Call 311, file a complaint with the city's housing agency, HPD. Unfortunately, that won't trigger any kind of immediate fix, but HPD does take heat complaints seriously and could put pressure on property owners. They will send an inspector out. That could take a few days, but you know, ultimately they can issue fines or even take the owner to court, which would compel a lot of property owners to take action and fix the broken heating systems. If you do call to make a complaint, make sure you take that complaint number down so that you can kind of follow up and see the status. If you know you're still dealing with this heat outage, it becomes unbearable, you can try to stay with friends or family. That doesn't work, you may opt to use a space heater, and some are definitely safer than others. You want to make sure if you're using a space heater, you get one that shuts off if it's tipped over, that has low wattage, that plugs into the wall directly, not into a power strip.
Yeah, talking about the space heaters, David, what should people not do with them?
Definitely do not leave it running for hours. That increases the risk of fire, especially these older models with fewer safety features. Definitely do not leave it on when you go out, and try not to sleep with it on. I mean, that's easier said than done, but you know, I think the idea is that you get under the covers, you get cozy there, and then you try to turn it off for the night. Don't have it within 3 feet of anything flammable, things like paper, cardboard, or paint. And there's other, you know, there's other strategies people use to try to heat their homes in a pinch. And one of those is sleeping with the oven open. That's something you definitely do not want to do. Don't sleep with your oven open. That is extremely dangerous, extremely high risk of fire. Another high risk of fire, there's something that was pretty viral on TikTok the past couple winters, and that's putting a candle under a flower pot, and people claim that becomes like a cheap heater.
Wow.
That's extremely dangerous and also not very effective, so just no fires indoors.
What about the thousands of other New Yorkers who are homeless? Are there any resources for them to stay warm?
Yeah, that's a real problem, especially for people who are using substances and maybe at risk of, you know, passing out and don't realize how cold it's gotten. So the city does have special shelter rules when it gets below freezing. That's called Code Blue. During Code Blue times, people can walk into any shelter without first going through an intake procedure. Drop-in centers are also open 24/7. Now, if you see someone on the street who you feel is in danger because it's so cold out, you can call 311 and an outreach team will be assigned to visit the location and to offer assistance.
That's WNYC's David Brand. Thank you so much for being with us, and stay warm, David.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Stay warm.